You're listening to SBS News.
Four new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 have been detected in Victoria, all linked to the current cluster. More than 15,000 primary and secondary contacts have now been identified. The Commonwealth has approved a Victorian government request for around 160 additional Australian Defence Force staff to help authorised officers door knock those told to self-isolate to ensure compliance. Acting Premier James Molino says they'll assist for at least 2 weeks.
If we have those additional ADF staff pairing up with authorised officers, we're effectively doubling our capacity to do that really important work over the next few weeks.
There are over 120 public exposure sites. Authorities are particularly concerned about five locations, bars and clubs where people were socialising. The state's head of testing, Jerome Wymar, says contact tracers are aware not everyone checked into the locations.
We've obviously talked to the people who we know were at those locations. We understand that there were more people there than were recorded on their QR code systems for that night or for that particular time period. And that's why we're, you know, again reiterating, this is so, so important. It's so important that we can rely upon our QR code system to capture everybody who is in those locations.
The government says COVID-19 vaccinations offer the fastest way out of the lockdown. Today, Victoria's vaccination program opened up to people over the age of 40. Outside a state vaccination centre at Sandown Racecourse, people without appointments wanting to get a jab formed a queue a couple of hundred metres long. Radiographer Daniel was in the line. The frontline worker had been waiting 4 hours when he spoke to SBS and still had some way to go. It was his third attempt trying to get the jab.
First time, I actually got sick, so they said advice against it, postponed. Second attempt, they ran out of the Pfizer vaccine, and they said postpone again. So hopefully third time lucky.
People aged between 40 and 49 are being offered the Pfizer jab, but authorities say they must book an appointment. The phone line people have been advised to call to make a booking has been overwhelmed. It received 77,000 calls in the space of 15 minutes yesterday, around the same time the acting premier announced the programme was being expanded. Jerome Wymar says operator Telstra has made changes.
They have now doubled the capacity and the number of lines we have into our contact centres. We now have over 630 people as of today working in the contact centre to take both vaccination bookings and deal with any other questions that people may have.
Bernie, a self-employed man in his 50s, was able to book a shot via the call centre this morning, and by the afternoon he was vaccinated. But progressing through the telephone booking system remained challenging.
It was over 200 calls I made over a 2.5 hour period to finally get through. Once I got through, I was on hold for about 45 minutes. So, it took about, over 3 hours. But eventually we got through and had the appointment made, and now I'm vaccinated. Well, got the first one anyway.
There are plans to launch an online booking system in the state in coming weeks. In the meantime, infectious diseases expert Professor Ben Cowie is encouraging people to make bookings by the coronavirus hotline on 1800 675 398.
The reason we're doing that is because we can then direct people to get the appropriate vaccine for their age group, and to ensure that we're spreading the load across the system. What we don't want to see is some sites being booked out for weeks and other sites being underutilised.
Over 41,000 people were vaccinated in Victoria yesterday. Nationwide, the total was in excess of 124,000. Commodore Eric Young says over 4 million doses have now been administered in Australia.
It took us 47 days to get to our first million doses of vaccine administered and just 13 days to get to our most recent million.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.